7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you just joining us this morning. Spring is 3 days away. Winter's almost gone, and hopefully where you live, you have seen your last snowstorm. Boy, it's been a rough winter. Last year we had, where I live in Maine, more snow on Halloween Day than we did the entire winter. This year, whew, we've had over 100 inches, and so has most of New England, New York, Pennsylvania. It's been a rough, rough year. It is melting. The days are getting longer. The sun is higher in the sky. So we need to start thinking about our soils and how to prepare them so that when we get into the garden in the next few weeks, that the soils are in better condition than they were before. We've talked a lot this morning about healthy soil, and one of the men that's responsible for the new technology, getting away from chemicals and using products that are natural, are organic, and rebuild the soil to make it better. And that's been the problem. When you use a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, it feeds the plant, and then it's gone. But with the new technology, every time you use it, you improve the quality of your soil. So I asked Milo Shamus from the Dr. Earth Company to join us today to tell us about products that he uses in his fertilizers and his soils called probiotics and prebiotics, which is technology to make you a better gardener. Milo, good to have you with us this morning on St. Patrick's Day.
Good morning and happy St. Patrick's to you, sir.
Can you tell our listening audience about technology? And I mean, we all know how it's changes with computers, with TVs, telephones. What's the newest technology for gardeners?
You know, we've all heard of probiotic now. It's something that we brought to market just about 21 years ago, this July. And, you know, it's basically the biological component in soils and fertilizers that breaks the nutrients down and makes them bioavailable for plant foods to absorb. But the latest technology is prebiotics, not to be confused with pro. It pre literally means before, biotics, life, before life. And what these prebiotics are, Paul, is they're soluble, fermentable sugars that the probiotics use to stimulate themselves. It's kind of like a marathon runner eating just the right proportions of pasta and sugars just before they run the race. And what I do is I take these superfood prebiotics and I put them with our fertilizers, the probiotics, which actually stimulates them. It helps them to break down more organic nutrients and resulting in greater beneficial microbes and mycorrhiza in the soil, which assist plant health and soil performance. And, you know, it's really funny, Paul. I was watching a report yesterday on CNN from about this epidemic we've got, obesity. And, you know, we can really trace it back down to the nutrient density. This is a really key thing we need to look at today, nutrient density. The reason why people are so obese is because the nutrients that we're growing across the country and around the world these days is so nutrient poor that people just have to simply eat more and more and more just to capture the same amount of nutrients that they did 50 years ago. And a really good example of that is a head of lettuce just 50 years ago had 3.5 times the amount of nutrient density in it that it does today. And the reason for that is the soils are depleted. The soils are lifeless. All of the minerals in the soils have been pretty much been captured and been consumed by animals and humans for the last 50 years. And what I mean by that is when we keep reapplying chemical fertilizers, which are basically just very high in NPK, and they may have a couple of secondary nutrients. That works for a couple or a few years, but at some point you can imagine the reserves in the soil just become depleted. They become exhausted. And yes, plants will perform with an application of a water-soluble fertilizer or an NPK fertilizer, but the nutrients that are in that plant, even though the plant may look green and tall and may produce fruits, the nutrient density in those plants are very, very low. And that's one of the reasons why we've got this major this global epidemic, especially in the United States, because we've got such an abundance of soils and chemical fertilizers, and it's become a real, real problem. So one of the things that I really do is I focus on returning the nutrient density to the soil, because I know that literally and directly translates to nutrient density in the plants, and obviously translates to the nutrient density that animals consume and that we consume, or if we're consuming animals, we're consuming healthier animals. So that's really what I've done here. And what the prebiotics do, we've got this patent at Dr. Earth that stimulates living organisms in the soil. And by stimulating these organisms, they're able to access more nutrients in the soil, break them down, and transfer them to plants, to actively growing plants. So that's the latest and greatest thing in the lawn and garden business in the last 60 years. And it's become an incredible addition and a very, very important link to the advancement of the lawn and garden industry. And I'm very, very proud to be on the forefront of that technology. It's an incredible time and place at Dr. Earth, and for all organic gardeners. Is really a good place to be right now.
And the thing that some of you probably don't realize, Milo is a very unique person because he started this fertilizer company with a loan that he got from his parents, and he mixed his first batch of fertilizer in his driveway, shoveled it into bags, and brought it to local nurseries and garden centers, and went to school, studied the technology, studied the soil, fertilizer, and kept improving this product. And today, it's a major company. It's family-owned and run, and it's not a big corporation. And Milo is able to make changes that he feels that will improve the quality of your garden with the newest and the best. And he realizes through his education, through his testing, and the various universities that the days of a synthetic fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 that cost the same as his product do nothing to bring that soil, bring it back to life while he's adding things to it, microbes, beneficial bacteria, fungi, that will bring that soil back to life. And, I mean, I have never heard this about lettuce, but I do know that if you buy a head of lettuce, there's not as much flavor as there was earlier. And if you're saying that there's three times less vitamins and minerals and things like that in it, it's got to be as a result of the soil not being as good as it was so many years ago.
You know, that's exactly right, Paul. As a matter of fact, when you just, I think you just hit it on the head, actually, when you said it doesn't taste as good because the flavors are there. Well, there's a direct link between the amount of sugar that plants produce and how good it tastes to us. So when you really, when you bite into a supermarket, you know, just a commercially grown tomato, and you bite into a tomato that you grew at home with organic fertilizer, every gardener that's listening to you today knows exactly what I'm talking about. You just cannot compare a supermarket tomato with a homegrown tomato. It doesn't happen. And the reason that is because the nutrient density in that tomato isn't really high. There's a direct link between the amount of sugars in fruits and vegetables that makes them taste good with the amount of nutrients that they contain. So really, when you say it just doesn't taste good and that's how I can judge it, that's really the litmus test for all of the listeners. If something tastes really good, if it's got that natural sugar already inside of it, that Brix level is really high, which just means sugar, that Brix level is really high, there's probably a pretty good correlation with the soil being very rich in nutrients, micronutrients.
Exactly.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
It is St. Patrick's Day, and we are trying to bring a little bit of green into your life and to help you to grow organic and natural. And one of the leaders in the gardening industry is a company called Dr. Earth. They are from the West Coast. They have come to the East Coast, so they are all over the country right now. And the founder, president, and chief chemist and man who really cares about the environment is Milo Shamus. And he is trying to build a better fertilizer, better soils, and he has a lot of products that are weed control and insect controls that we'll talk about later on in the season that are organic and natural. But today we're trying to motivate you to think about making your soil better. And if you're limited on your budget and you can't afford to bring in organic matter, one of the ways that you can do that is by using the Dr. Earth fertilizers at the time of planting, because of the technology that Milo has developed for his fertilizers. Now, Milo, what should people think about when they're using your products?
The best way to do things right now, Paul, is I know things are just thawing out. And this is a critical time to make sure we feed all plants. And what I mean by that is when we feed right now, we're also going to simultaneously inoculate the soil with the probiotic that's already in the Dr. Earth fertilizers and soils. Simply because when we have a hard freeze like this and we winter over, the soil freezes. And when the soil freezes, most of the beneficial microbes die in the soil. Many go dormant and will become, will break dormancy and become active again as the temperature warms. But to really accelerate and stimulate that biology in the soil, this is the best time to feed the soil and to make sure that they cultivate it lightly with the soil surface and water it down. So as soon as that hard frost breaks and the days are, they begin to warm up, and really a good thing to look for, Paul, is the soil temperature really needs to be at about 45 degrees and above. Because at 45 degrees, the soil microbes have the proper temperature so that they can become viable. This is a really key point to really look at. 45 degrees, 85 degrees soil temperature is the perfect temperature. Whenever you get above 70 degrees soil temperature, which I know you guys are not going to see for a while, but that's the perfect temperature for all living organisms in the soil to thrive and to perpetuate themselves and to form great colonies. So really, if you get a head start early on and you inoculate right now, you're going to have an abundance and a head start of the beneficial probiotics, the beneficial organisms, the beneficial ones that can have a head start over the existing not-so-beneficial microbes in the soil. So that this way, they begin to propagate. They break dormancy, and they grow huge colonies, which can outcompete the harmful pathogens in the soil. So you get two things. You get the nutrient source for the plants, and you get all the beneficial microbes, which have a head start over all the other existing microbes in the soil. You see what I mean, Paul? That's why it's imperative to feed the moment they're ready to start their garden. Even before they plant, it's all right to go out there, broadcast some dark earth fertilizer now, work it in the soil, let it water it down, and let it break dormancy, and let those nutrients begin to release slowly. So that's this way, if they do come back and they plant in a week or two or three, the nutrients are there. That's the great thing about organic materials, or especially dark earth. I use the, I'm really conscious about the particle size that we use. They're small enough to break down quickly, and yet they're large enough to make sure that they almost act as a slow release, water insoluble source that'll last for, 6 weeks in the soil. And if there's no plants growing in that soil, Paul, the fertilizer doesn't go anywhere because the plant roots aren't absorbing it. So if they, let's say there's a fallow piece of land in the backyard or in the garden, they can simply just broadcast the fertilizer, work it in, and leave that area alone. Then when they're ready to come back and plant, the nutrients are absolutely waiting the same day they put the they transplant that plant into that soil that they've inoculated and fertilized. That's the beauty of really getting a head start early on in the season and inoculating that soil with the beneficial probiotics found in Dr. Ray.
Wonderful. Milo, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're on the West Coast, and there is a 3-hour time difference. We appreciate you getting up and joining us on St. Patrick's Day. I hope you have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. And we encourage people to check out the website. And that website, Milo, is... A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled A-L-L-I-C-I-N plus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It is St. Patrick's Day. It is also 3 days to the end of winter, 3 days to the beginning of spring, and it is a time to celebrate. If we can help you with your garden, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. I want to give you a few gardening tips. One of them is, if you live in an area where you grow Canadian hemlock, which is a wonderful evergreen tree, there is an insect called woolly adelgid, and it looks like white cotton, little specks of cotton on the underside of the new growth near the tips of the branches. And now is the time to take care of that problem. And what's so great is there is no more spraying for this insect. Go to your local garden center, and a company called Bonide Lawn and Garden has a product called Tree and Shrub. And it's a systemic. So you measure your tree according to the label. You mix the product in a bucket of water or a watering can. And you pour it around the base, all the way around the base of your plant. And the root system will draw it up. And one application will last the entire year. Now, another serious problem is something called an emerald ash borer. So if you know that you have ash trees on your property, take a look at them today. Look for the possibilities of a little hole the size of a ballpoint pen, and that's a signal that the borer is digging into your plant. If you have a birch tree and the foliage gets all brown and puffy, the same product will take care of it. And what's nice is there's no more spraying so that it drifts all over you. It's all absorbed with a bucket of solution at the base of the plant. And if you have a plant that is called euonymus, either the gold leaf or the silver leaf, and if you turn the leaf over or look at the stem, looks like little white growth on it. It's called scale. And the old-fashioned way was to use oil, and you would smother it. You kill all the adults, but the eggs are now underneath, and the eggs would hatch, crawl out, and you'd have to reapply two or three times. But with the tree and shrub, again, you follow the recommendations. You pour it around the base of the plant with a bucket or a watering can. And for 1 year, you will not have a problem. Japanese Andromeda, azaleas will get spotty on the foliage. And that's an insect called lace bug. And it attacks the new growth. So you wait until the flowers go by on your azaleas, your flowers go by on your Japanese Andromeda, you mix the product, pour it around the plant, and it will kill all of the lace bug for that entire growing season. It's a new product. It's wonderful. It's available at all your local nurseries and garden centers. And then there's another one I want to tell you about. If you have grown potatoes in your garden and you get a little worm that tunnels into the potato, it is called a wire worm. And wire worm has been a real problem for the last 10 years because the insecticide that was used to control it was removed from the market for the homeowner, called Diaznon. Well, Bonide has come out with what they call 8 garden granules for vegetables and ornamentals. So when you get ready to plant your potatoes, you dig your trench, sprinkle the granules in, put your potatoes, cover your row, and you will not have wire worms. It's incredible. And it will also kill slugs. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about garlic.
Hey, Joe. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, too.
I have two questions. Looking out my kitchen window, I have straw all over my strawberry plants out there and also over my garlic. I'm wondering what's the best time to take that straw off.
I'll tell you, Joe, leave that straw right there. If it's a couple inches thick, the new strawberry plants will poke right up on through the straw. They will spread out. The straw will keep the weeds out. It will cut back on the amount of watering that you need to do. Your plants and your strawberries will stay nice and clean. And because the straw acts like a mulch, it will keep the ground cooler so there's less water loss, and your berries themselves will be larger and juicier. So okay. Just leave it there. And on your garlic, the same thing. I grow garlic in my garden. I put down 2 inches in the fall when I plant. The garlic grows through it. There's no weeding, less watering. And then in the late summer, early fall, when you harvest your garlic, pull out the garlic, take your pitchfork or this great tool called a turbo tiller, blend in all of that straw or salt marché into your soil. The microbes will break it down, turn it into organic matter like peat moss or animal manure. And when you replant your garlic in the fall, you've conditioned your soil. And so you had the straw to insulate the ground to give it a chance to really get caught during the fall, to control weeds, to cut back on your watering, and now you're tilling it to turn it to organic matter. So you've used it 3 or 4 different times, and your garden will be that much better. But straw is a wonderful, wonderful form of organic matter. So don't take it off. Let it sit there. Work it into the soil, and you'll have wonderful results.
Thank you.
And you have a great St. Patrick's Day.
You too, Paul.
Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Connie from New Hampshire with a question about raspberries.
Connie, welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, and happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Same to you. I have a quick question. I have a row of heritage raspberries, which I know you're supposed to cut down in the fall, which I didn't do. So my question is, can I cut it down now, or will that damage the, I know there's new growth that'll come up, but if I cut them like 6 inches from the ground, is that what I should be doing?
What you want to do, Connie, is this, and this is on all types of raspberries. Any of the branches, and they're called canes, C-A-N-E-S. Once that cane produces raspberries, the following year it will not. Any of the new branches that developed last summer, last fall, and are going to come out of the ground this spring will actively produce flowers and then berries. So what you want to get rid of in your garden is all of the old wood that was made last year. And the best way to tell is look to see where the clusters of berries were last year, because the remains of the flower looks like a little hat that
right.
was above the raspberry when you pulled it off. So any of the old wood, get it out. Anything that's new, leave it. And if you want to prune it back maybe 4 to 6 inches to make it branch out, you can do that. Then I would fertilize them. I would put down either compost, straw, salt marché, seaweed. If you can get seaweed and put down 2 to 3 inches of seaweed in your raspberry beds, it will keep out the weeds, cut back on the amount of water loss due to the heat, and that means bigger raspberries, tastier raspberries, and then all of that nutrition from the ocean that comes from the seaweed will break down, build up the quality of your soil, and your raspberry bed will get better and better and better every single year.
Wonderful. I will do that. We're close to the ocean, so I'll go get some seaweed, and good to know that I can cut them down to like 4 or 6 inches from the ground and not damage my new growth coming. Yes. Perfect. Thank you so
much.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, Connie, that seaweed that you can get, and the beaches are loaded with it right now. We've had so many storms coming up the coast. You do not have to wash it. So don't worry about the salt from the ocean.
Okay.
And you can put that over your entire garden. And many, many years ago when I first started radio, I was talking about this because my dad, we lived near the ocean growing up. And every fall we would go down to the beach and we would collect truckloads of seaweed because our soils were sandy. And everything got better. And one Sunday morning, a woman from Georgia called, and she said, Paul, my daughter is going to the University of Georgia. She has a part-time job at a peach orchard. And the owner has allowed her to take a block of 50 peach trees to help her get her doctorate in college. And my daughter put 4 to 5 inches in a 10-foot circle on mature peach trees around these 50 trees. At the end of the year, the trees that had this mulch area around the peach trees, the peaches were larger. They kept better, the flavor was better, and because of that, the owner, who had 50 acres of peaches, has now covered the entire peach orchard with these circles of seaweed that he gets every single year. Less disease, less insects, better.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's
What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. 3 days left of winter. There's some other great news. Spring is 3 days away. And hopefully you're living in an area where the snow is gone, the ground's beginning to thaw. And if it has, get some peas in the ground. Spinach, I'd wait another week or two, but peas can be put in. Put them a couple of inches deep. Give them a good drink of water so that they'll swell. And as the ground warms up, they'll start to grow. And before long, oh, can you imagine the taste of fresh peas that you can pick from your garden? And then indoors, start your plants like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, so that you can transplant them in the next 6 weeks. So it takes about 6 weeks, so get started now. And if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Evelyn from Rhode Island with a question about Treminer Bayberry.
Evelyn, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Oh, good morning, Paul. How delighted I am to talk with you, and happy St. Patrick's Day, and I can't believe I got through. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've tried many times. I have bayberry that is so tall, and I love it, love it, love it, and I'm so frightened to cut it. I trim a little, but it's too tall, and I don't know how low to cut it or where to cut it or what to do with it. I want it lower.
Okay. How big is it now, Evelyn?
Well, let's see. My mailbox is up to my window, so it's as tall as my window. And that's about as tall as it is now. I guess that's okay. 1, 2, 4 feet.
Uh-huh. What I want you to do is to grab a pair of pruners or loppers.
Yep.
I want you to walk up to that plant and say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good.
Yes.
And I want you to create a shape. Don't just chop off the top and give it a flat look, but create a nice mound or rounded shape with that plant. But you could cut it back by 1/3, no problem. So if it's 4 feet tall, cut it back to some branches to 3 feet, some to 2.5 feet.
Oh.
And then fertilize it with a product like Holly Tone.
I use that.
Or Dr. Earth.
I use that.
Or Dr. Earth for trees and shrubs.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as the weather gets nice on a regular basis, and this year in New England it hasn't been regular, what will happen is all of the dormant buds that are on that plant will wake up, they will compete, and you'll end up with a plant that will be twice as butchy.
Well, that's what's wrong.
But short, compact.
Right. Oh, wow. Oh, you know, and I have to
say to yourself, the main thing that you have to do is say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Don't rush. Snip, snip, snip. Clean out the plant. Look at the branches. Snip, snip, snip. And do it that way. You're not at Disney where you need things pointed, round, and square. Keep it natural looking. Give it a good shape, fertilize it, and your plant will come right back. You may not have too many flowers or berries because the buds are on the new growth and you're going to have to cut it back. But next year you'll have double what you would normally get on that plant.
Time to do that?
It's time right now.
Oh, good. Oh, good. And I need to give you one more thing. I don't want to keep you, but I used Holly about 2 or 3 years ago when my hedge went completely bare and I thought I lost it. I was heartbroken, and I listened to you, and you said, put Holly Tone on it, and it came back in full force, and I need to thank you for that more than anything. I thought I lost my beautiful, beautiful hedge, but I didn't. So I need to thank you for that very much.
I thank you so much, and you have a great St. Patrick's Day. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Remember, if you get a chance, bye-bye. If you get a chance, I want you to take a look at this new gardening tool that you put in your drill. Go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, click on sponsors and look for Turbo Killer. It's unbelievable. You'll love it.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy 2 cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy 3 cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663.